apparently has a particular significance for me. It should have for any Christian. If it wasn't for the tillage of the earth, for people ploughing for agriculture, there would not have been the leisure or the production enough to provide for the luxury of worship of priests. So I am curiously bound to the image of ploughing. Not only the image, but the actual plastic and tactile feel of it. I personally have ploughed by horse, by traction engine, by towed wire, and by tractor. And the medieval field strips were so long because it was easier for an oxen to turn on a large headland rather than plough a square. So the length was more important. So we're still living with those. And when you walk across a humped field, those are medieval field strips. And that's about ploughing and the technology of ploughing. And believe you me, ploughing by horses is not the kind of gentle pastoral dawdle one would believe. And the horses, particularly the large horse, the bigger of the two, which is always in the furrow, doesn't want to be there. So he gets a move on, as it were. And when I was ploughing, the gentleman who taught me, I was making mollifying sounds to the horses. He said, "Speak to them," and he swore at them at the top of his voice, which was an education. Let me tell you that.